Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Dawn B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Monday, November 13th, 2023, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today we are reading from the Big Book, and we're on the title page, Alcoholics Anonymous, the story of how many thousands of men and women have recovered from alcoholism. And we're reading and commenting on the title page only today. Today's readers, 12 Steps, Nancy C., 12 Traditions, Joanne L. Readers of the text, Laura L.W., Penny L.C., and Lisa N. The reference number for Sunday, November 12th, is 20,826. That's 20826. And for this morning, Monday, November 13th, the 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting, the reference number is 20,827. That's 20827. Our newcomer greeter this morning is Lorraine N., and Lois P. will do the announcements. Thank you to everyone for your service. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Nancy C. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning. This is Nancy C. from Texas, and I'd like to read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. Step 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Step 2, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Step 3, we made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Step 5, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Step 6, we were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Step 7, we humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Step 9, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Step 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for the knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all of our affairs. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Nancy C. I'll now ask Joanne L. to read the 12 traditions of OA.
Good morning, everyone. This is Joanne L. from Rhode Island, recovered in Rhode Island, and thank you for your service, Dawn, and everybody on the line. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for a group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise. Least problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible for those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. In 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks very much, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Joanne L. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book, and we are on the title page, where it begins with Alcoholics Anonymous, the story of how many thousands of men and women have recovered from alcoholism. And we're reading on and commenting on the title page only today. So I will now ask Laura Dunn to go ahead and read that for us and then share.
Hi, Laura L.W., recovered in Ohio. Reading Alcoholic Anonymous, the story of how many thousands of men and women have recovered from alcoholism. Fourth edition, Alcoholics Anonymous World Services, Inc., New York City, 2001. And this is just the cover page of our book, and many of you might be thinking, why would somebody read a title page and break it down? But we're going to do a little deeper dive and get an understanding of this first page. And I have my note above Alcoholics Anonymous that it's a magic book. And for me, it was. So we're going to break down this magic book. On the title page, it has 20, 27 words, depending on how you look at it. And it's this story of how many thousands of men and women have recovered from alcoholism. And that's the very first promise of the Big Book. Many promises yet to come. It's not just about getting sobriety. It's the story of recovery and how to recover. I recovered from reading this book. It's very near and dear to me, and that's why it is my magic book. Another thing that I really like about this is the word alcoholism, because we're going to recover not from being an alcoholic, a foodaholic, a compulsive overeater. we're going to recover from our isms. And those isms might be trauma, past events, self-thoughts, our false beliefs that keep us in bondage. So this really talks about the first promise, how many thousands of men and women, you could be a man or a woman, and recover from alcoholism. And another thing that I really like about this is that it talks about Alcoholics Anonymous. We're not known. Our names are not to be made public. There are many famous people that we don't even know that have a part of this book and part of these meetings and our lives can touch. So Anonymous tells us it's an anonymous program. And it's a story of how many thousands of alcoholics remain anonymous and recover, get a daily reprieve from a seemingly hopeless way of mind. Everyone who suffers is welcome here, men and women. I'm new to recovery. I came into the rooms about 2 years ago, but I didn't get recovery my first year. And I thought that when people read this book and read every page of it and made a big deal of it, I thought it was odd. And for those who are here for the first time, I would just say stay with us, and I hope you get to get this recovery too. And with that, I pass. Thank you so much. Laura L.W. from Ohio, recovered.
Thank you so much, Laura L.W., for getting us started. I'm now going to take the names of people who would like to share on the title page. Although we value your experience, we ask that you limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share with us?
Wendy M.
Jennifer A.
Laura W. from New Jersey.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Did I hear Joan Marie under there? Or Wendy?
Wendy M.
Wendy M. Okay. And
Laura W. from New Jersey. Jennifer
Laura
A.
W. And was that a Debbie? Deborah? A.
Jennifer A.
Oh, Jennifer A. Thank you.
Terry Z.
Oh, Sherry Z. I'm sorry. Sherry Z. Okay. I have Wendy M., Laura W., Jennifer A., Sherry Z. Did I miss someone?
Chanel T.
Okay, let's go with that lineup. Wendy M., go ahead and get us started, followed by Laura W.
All right. Thank you, Don. This is Wendy M., recovered in Boulder, Colorado. Thank you, God, you know. And the first thing I look at is, it's a title page. Why are we bothering with this, right? This has nothing to do with me. It's kind of like what I thought of the traditions at first. This has nothing to do with me. Let's move on. But then I actually looked at the words. And I remembered what somebody told me, which is this book is divinely inspired. So let's take some notes, right? So first it says story or stories. And that's the first thing. What comes to my mind is that it's my experience that I can pass on to somebody. And more importantly, it's when I was most using. It's what they call my dark past, right? It's when I'm driving 60 miles an hour and there's a piece of apple that's been weighed and measured and it's on the floor of the car. And it's more important for me to get that piece of apple than it is to drive safely, right? Putting everyone in harm's way. So like it's way more important that I share those stories or that it's, you know, it's a cup of coffee, and if I put, you know, ice cream in it, it's kind of like cream. You know, I mean, the stories go on and on, right? It's a bowl of salad, so anything is fair game. So these are the stories. These are my experiences that I can share with the next person. And I love it when I really mess up because I say to myself, my God, this experience is going to help someone somewhere, somehow. And so that's the first thing I love. It's our experiences. It's not my theory about the book. It's not, you know, here's what step one means. It's what are our stories? What are our experiences? That's the gold. That's what we have to another human being. And then, of course, recovered. You know, I didn't quite know what that meant. And for me, what it means is it's the promises of 10-step promises. You know, I'm neutral with the food. And for me, my experience with that is the doctor's opinion, the game changer. You know, the minute I got off my ingredients and behaviors, but mainly my ingredients, I was neutral very quickly, very quickly. That doesn't mean my life was neutral. It doesn't mean that I wasn't binging on some anger or some jealousy or whatever. I mean, that's what the steps are for. You know, we're not supposed to recover. It doesn't mean perfect. It means a change of state. It means my mind and my behavior with food is neutral. And once that's the case, then I can work out the rest of my life. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Wendy M. from Colorado. Laura W., please share with us, followed by Jennifer A.
Thanks, Dawn. Good morning, everyone. This is Laura W., recovered compulsive eater, anorexic, and exercise bulimic in South Jersey. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I really can't add on to anything that was just said and what was said this morning in the 7 a.m. meeting, but I find it so funny that we're spending that so many people want to jump in on a title page where there's just a few words. And, you know, this is the story of how many thousands of men and women have recovered. The word recovered, I used to think when I first heard the word recovered many years ago in this meeting, I thought, oh my gosh, how arrogant are these people to say they're recovered? Like, oh my gosh, you can't say you're recovered. That's like jinxing yourself. And today I can unequivocally tell you that I am recovered from compulsive eating, anorexia, and exercise bulimia. I'm not cured, but I have a daily reprieve contingent on the maintenance of my spiritual condition. And recovered means to return that which has been lost. You know, so if I recover something, I have had once lost it, but now it's recovered. I once lost my life. You know, I once lost my connection with God, a connection with other people, my relationships. Everything was, it felt like it was destroyed. And today those things are recovered. And that is a true miracle. That's nothing that I've done other than follow some directions in 164 pages of a book. And, you know, people who say, these are your stories. So the stories are things that I can relate to and identify with and, you know, nod my head and say, yeah, me too. Yeah, I get it. And, or, oh my gosh, I did that too. I don't feel so alone. And, you know, that's what this book is about. It's giving me these opening remarks to say, this is something that I want you to identify in with and take us with you as you go throughout the day. And this is a fellowship, you know, it's a fellowship, and the fellowship tells us that the goal is abstinence, but the program of recovery tells me that abstinence is just the beginning. So the goal is finding a higher power to restore us to sanity. You know, we have a twofold illness, an allergy of the body and an obsession of the mind. At least I do. And I just have to surrender each day to my higher power, who I call God, and know that he is with me. He's with me because he's in me, and he's in me because I work these steps. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Laura W. from New Jersey. Jennifer A., please share with us, followed by Sherry Z.
Thank you so much. Good morning. I accidentally said Jennifer A. I am now Jennifer H. So I'm Jennifer H. from California, and I'm so excited to share on this page. My higher power has been leading me to share more in the meetings. I am a recovered a binge eater with my eating disorder, and I'm so grateful to be here and always be on the meeting with you all. The reason I wanted to share this morning is because I knew that I was going to get recovered if I got into this book. you know, having had experience with it in another program, I knew that it was the end of the road when it was revealed to me that I needed to go to OA and that this vision meeting was going to use the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I'm so very grateful because I knew it was the end of the line. If I was in the Big Book, if I was ended at the Big Book, I knew it was the end of the line for me, and I knew it was going to be the solution, and I was finally ready for that solution. It took me that long to really come out of it and realize that I, too, needed the help of a higher power and the steps and traditions that are encased in this book. So I'm just really grateful to have had this book in my life and to continue to have it and sit and share it with you all. Because again, you know, getting rid of the food has gotten me to that higher power that has graced me with the neutrality around food that I could look and continue to dig deeper into the rest of my life and know that my higher power is there with me and there's nothing I can't get through, that I don't have to eat to get my way through, and that I can just rely on a power greater than myself, share that with others, because I claim that I am recovered. I've had abstinence for a little over 2.5 years now, and you know, it's just one of the best things that's ever happened to me. I'm very grateful for that. I welcome anyone who's new, and thank you for your service.
Thank you so much, Jennifer H. Sherry Z., please share with us, followed by Chanel T., and then I'll be taking some more names in case you're just joining us. We are talking about the title page of Alcoholics Anonymous, the story of how many thousands of men and women have recovered from alcoholism. So,
good.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Good morning.
No, go ahead.
Good morning, visionaries. This is Sherry V, recovered in California, and thank you, Dawn, and to everyone who's doing service this morning. What strikes me is that we come to the end on Friday, and we begin again on Monday. I always felt once I get to this weight, once I get to the finish line, once I get to my goal, then I will land and I will be finished. And what we learn is like, we just begin again. And I love that it's in the past tense, have recovered. This is not people saying, I'm trying to figure it out. This is people with serious experience. And 2 years I've been recovered and it's like I'm a baby because I was coming around these rooms for 30 plus years trying to get recovery. And the last 2 years, I've been recovered. I've been starting again each day knowing that I have to surrender to God, not always joyfully and not always willfully. Sometimes I'm like, ugh, I don't want to do it again. My first sponsor said to me that I should write under this, Dear Sherry, you will never have your way again. Love God. And I wrote that the first time and it brought tears to my eyes. Because I wanted to be in charge of everything, even when I died. I wanted to be in charge of everything. And she said to me that this title page has one message. It's a promise. It's there is hope. And we begin again each day because we believe that I believe that there is hope that I can live differently today than I did yesterday. And yesterday I lived in fear. And today I surrender so that I can live entirely new. That's why we begin again. And I'm just so grateful to be here. And thank you all for letting me share. And I pass.
Thank you so much, Sherry Z from California. Chanel T, please share with us.
Hi, this is Chanel T in Washington State. Hoping you can hear me as I'm driving. Gratefully living in recovery today by the grace of God. And, you know, why is this book? Why on earth? Isn't this a diet club? Isn't this just so I can lose my weight and have my happy life? Well, let's see. I've lost the weight many times over. I didn't have a happy life. Something was always missing. And now we get to look at this, which is a book of hope. I believe it's inspired. This book of hope that now has helped millions. Alcoholics, gamblers, compulsive eaters, name it, recover. 12-step recovery, which is all spiritual, doesn't make sense. When I first came in, that didn't make sense. sure I had a God of my own understanding, but around my, no, stay away from my food. Get out of my food, God. I don't want anybody in my food but me, because I don't know how to live life without it. Recovered. I remember stumbling over that word. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Whatever. Just help me lose the weight, okay? But somewhere along the way in working the steps and just surrendering to working the steps, surrendering to what this particular book told me to do and my sponsor through this book, and I believe God telling all of it, directing all of it, I had transformation. It's still happening, but I had transformation. Am I cured? Can I go out and eat pizza and bagels and cakes and cookies? No, those aren't my foods anymore. Thank God. I'm not in bondage to food, but more importantly, I have a design for living, because the food was my solution. Life was my problem, right? And they talk about that again and again in these stories. Why are there stories? Because stories connect us to people, right? I can say, you know what, even though that person's thing is alcohol, even though that person was alive in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, whenever the story was published, like in the back of the book where there's some of them are a little bit later, I can relate to the slavery I was in. And now I can relate to the freedom that God is giving me through this program. So to anyone who's new, anyone who's returning, anyone who but maybe didn't use this book or didn't know why to use this book, please stay with us. It's such a beautiful thing. Recovery is real, and it's an incredibly beautiful thing. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chanel T. And I'm now going to take a list of names of people who would like to share in this paragraph. Although we value your experience, we ask that you do limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So who would like to share on the title page today?
Joe Marie.
Nancy L.
Marie
California.
M.
Nancy L. California.
Who was it from California? Nancy L.?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Nancy L.
Deborah G.
Deborah G. And was that Amanda?
Amanda A., California, yes.
Joan Marie.
UPC.
I got you, Joan.
Thank you.
And who is that?
UPC.
Oh, Nancy C. Very good.
Did you get Sandy K. from Florida?
No, I did not, but I have that now.
Thank you.
Okay, I have Joan.
Lynn A. from California. Sorry.
That's all right. Lauren J. from California, and we'll stop there. I have Joan Marie M., Nancy L., Deborah, Amanda A., Nancy C., Sandy K., and Lauren J. Joan Marie M., please go ahead and get us started.
Thank you. Thank you, Dawn. Thank you for your patience with me. This is the first time going through the book from the beginning, so I didn't know where we were. Anyway, I'm Joan Marie. I'm recovered in Nevada, and by the grace and the power and love of God. And it starts out with a hopeful promise that thousands have recovered. And when I say that, I can say that because it was God who did what I could never do for myself. And I'm so grateful. So when I say that, by the grace and power and love of God, I'm giving him the praise that he deserves for doing this. So I'm not bragging on myself. I'm bragging on God. And if I get kind of looks, it's okay, because I know that God approves. And it's a beautiful program to start out with a hopeful promise. Because there's so many of us that have no hope before the recovery kicked in. And with that, I'm just saying thank you, God. Thank you, everyone that makes this this program work by sharing on the lines and all the vision meetings that we have. I mean, we're so blessed. And I just want to say thank you to everyone, and God bless. And I pass.
Thank you so much, Joan Marie M. from Nevada. Nancy L., please share with us, followed by Deborah.
Good morning. This is Nancy L. in Riverside, California. The word that sticks out to me there is stories. I have tried everything. I tried programs. I tried diets. I tried groups. But it was the stories that stuck with me. And hearing Bill's story first, and that one, you know, converting it to my issues, really spoke to me. And when I identified into the stories and thought it worked for them, it can work for me. And when I did what the people in the stories did and what the steps suggested that I do, that became my story. And now hopefully my story can help other people as well. So I came because I thought it was another diet club, but I stayed because of the stories of hope and recovery and of a life that I never imagined that I now get to participate in. So thank you for letting me share. Have a beautiful day, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Nancy L. from California. Deborah, please share with us, followed by Amanda A., and please let us know where you're calling from.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Dawn, for your service this morning. I'm Deborah G. from Arizona, compulsive overeater. And thank you all for making this meeting possible. And all your shares, oh, there we go. It just confirms that cover page. You know, I love it because, you know, I feel like I have hope with that cover page and reading it. Because it says in there how others, so that tells me others have recovered. So in others having recovered, they can help others recover because of the experience that they had. And it's all in this beautiful book and the 12, living those 12 steps, you know, and there's instructions right in there. It's like there's the solution. There's a solution in this beautiful book that I can be taken through or taken others through, being the lantern and guiding them through so that they can have the experience. I'm excited and I'm grateful and just amazing by God's amazing grace of what's happened to me because of it, that book, but also what can happen to other people, how I can help people not suffer anymore. Yes, those words of not having to suffer and to have hope that it can happen to them. Thank you so much. That's all I have.
Thank you so much, Deborah G. from Arizona. Amanda A., please share with us, followed by Nancy C.
Good morning, everyone. This is Amanda A., very gratefully recovering in Southern California. And I feel so blessed that my higher power encouraged me to speak this morning on this paragraph. And, you know, I came into the room maybe like a year and a half ago. I had been avoiding Overeaters Anonymous for my entire life. I've done everything else, literally everything else to try and control my compulsive overeating, and it never, ever, ever worked. And I came into the rooms. I remember my first just, you know, non-vision meeting, and I was like, oh, yeah, I belong here. And then I remember the first time I heard a person speak on in a meeting that worked a Vision for You program. And I knew immediately that this person, whatever they were doing, had the solution, exactly what I wanted, the serenity around food, the food neutrality. And I went to them and I said, what are you doing? Tell me. And this person directed me to a Vision for You. And when I first came in here, I was like, okay, this is a lot of work. I had already put down some of my red light foods. I was scared. The fear was real. The fear was, I didn't want to give this stuff up. This is the only way that I knew how to cope with life, with problems. It was the only way I knew how to self-soothe. And I put, you know, initially I put down the food. I got a little bit of food neutrality right at the beginning. And, you know, for better or for worse, relapse was a part of my story. But I knew it worked. And once once that relapse happened and I came back, by the grace of God, you know, I've been completely abstinent for 112 days now, so I'm very grateful for that. And like, I cannot believe, like, how I felt when I came into this program. I was like, okay, cool, I'm losing weight. I have a little bit of food neutrality. I've never had that. And I look back on this past year about where my life has gone and the relationships I've formed through this program. And it is, it's about these stories. Like, you know, someone could tell me everything. I knew exactly what to do, what I needed to do to lose weight, but I could not do it. And it wasn't until I came into the rooms and this program and I listened to all of these people that have recovered for years. I couldn't get a week without this, and years. And I'm just so grateful to be here, and I'm just going to keep coming back and feel so blessed that I get to share on this very first page. So with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Amanda A. Nancy C., please share with us.
Hey, good morning, Dawn. Good morning, family. Thank you, everyone who's doing service and participating in this meeting today. I'm Nancy C., gratefully recovered on my way home today. I am home because I called into this meeting. I've been out of the country for a while and been disconnected, but I haven't because of this grand meeting that we're on this morning. This book is the pathway to recovery. It's the treasure map. And the title page is something, somebody said it early on, that, you know, if I was reading a book, who reads the title page and the table of contents and the XXVI numbers in any book? You just get to the heart of it. You really go to the end and you're done, right? This is a book of how to recover. When I first came into the program, my sponsor had me draw a circle, the circle of recovery, which is all self-contained and it has no end and no beginning. And then put the triangle of unity, service, and recovery in it. And the book shows me the treasure map of how to recover. But then it's living in unity. I'm not alone anymore. I used to always stand out and want to isolate and be by myself. This is a we program today for me. And I do get recovery by giving it to other people, which happens by doing service, by being on this line today, by sharing my experience, strength, and hope, and by practicing my recovery wherever I am and however I go. I know that because of God, I can stay close and connected when I'm around the program, and I'm safe and protected when I have to be away and God calls me to do something else. And so I just want to say today, I plugged into the power again. My lights are on, and it's all because you guys provided a meeting for me and were there and lived this book one day at a time. And with that, I pass. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Nancy C. Sandy K., please share with us, followed by Lauren J.
Thank you. This is Sandy K. from Florida. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater, and I've been in program really decades. And this is probably the first time I ever read the title page. And I'm going to be honest. Well, I'm always honest now. But when you said the title page, we're going, oh, she's kidding. We're certainly going to read more than that. So let me tell you what I got out of it, other than the shares. The bottom of the page, it says Alcoholics Anonymous World Services. It doesn't say Alcoholics Anonymous World Headquarters. And there's a huge distinction in that because our program is from the bottom up. And everybody who's doing service today, even I know people who are sharing, you're doing service. This is a service program. No one is getting paid. I mean, I've never gotten paid. So service, I know when I first came into program, they said service is swimming. But service really helps me. To get to it, the weight. I mean, that's important. That's why I came in, and I've been this normal weight for many years. But it's the service. It's sponsoring. If you're going to an in-person meeting, it's maybe arranging the chairs. It's being the meeting head in the group, doing internet, maybe working your way to trustee. I mean, whatever it is, it's service. And honestly, without people doing service, we would have no program, none. I went to another fellowship meeting online. It was the first time I went. I thought, you know, maybe I could use that kind of 12-step meeting. I was the only one there. And if I had not been in another 12-step program, that might have turned me off. So that meeting definitely needed at least one other person there to do service. So I know what it's like not for people to do service, and I encourage everyone, because I need it, maybe you don't, to do service. And that is what I have to share. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Sandy K. And now, did I hear a Lauren J, or was it Liz A?
It was Liz A, I'm sorry.
Perfect. Go ahead, Liz.
I didn't think I had gotten in on the lineup. I guess, you know, what I wanted to say is, you know, normally when you go to the self-help books, you see something like how to recover from alcoholism, right? And you think, oh, yeah, this is just one of those books that tells you how to, but you have no idea if it's successful or not. You don't know anything about the author's intentions. And yet this is so beautiful because in italics, the story of, you know, it's the story of Bill, first of all, and then in the back, all these stories of men and women who for sure have recovered from alcoholism. And so it's their, the proof. You know, this is how this guy did it, and this guy did it, and under all different circumstances. And what it does is it makes me, you know, want to grab this book, buy it. It gives me hope. You know, it's going to tell me, oh, I'm going to look for a circumstance that is similar to mine and see how they did it. And so it's wonderful. And I could just see them in those old days trying to come up with this title page, you know, should we say something, you know, different? Should we say the text, you know? And they thought, no, it's more important to share the experience because that's what we do in step 12. And I just absolutely love this book. It is a Bible for me. You know, I'm Jewish and I was reading this big book one day in my parents' home. And I was telling my dad that it was a Bible. And he actually said, why aren't you reading it from right to left? Because that's how the Torah is read. But this is left to right, and it's my Bible today. Thank you for letting me share. I pass.
Thank you so much, Liz A. Now, just to verify, did I hear a Lauren J? I just wanted to give you an opportunity to share if you did announce your name. And if not, I will take the name. Although we value your experience, we ask you to limit your share every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So is there two more two-minute shares?
Rita S. in Florida.
Rita S. and another name?
Jim F.
Jim and Jim F. So Rita S., please share with us, followed by Jim, and that other voice, please come back tomorrow. We'd love to hear from you. Go ahead, Rita.
This is Rita S. in Florida. I'm so grateful for this program. I went years and years thinking I was better than this and better than anybody, and I realized I couldn't get recovered. And, you know, my family referred to me as the Holy Roller, but I really didn't have a personal God. And when that finally happened for me, unfortunately in my 70s, but I'm telling you it's never too late to be happy, joyous, and free. I don't even care about weighing myself, but I have lost quite a bit of weight, but I am no longer considered morbidly obese or diabetic, according to my doctor. So, you know, it can be done. but it can't be done. It only can be done through a higher power, and whom I choose to call God, and now a personal friend. My higher power finally became my personal friend. And anyone out there who's struggling with, you know, on again, off again, I did it too. But the bottom line is, when you give it over and you trust a higher power, it does work. It really works. It's not about that number on the scale. It's about what, that's just a symptom. The weight is just a symptom. The disease is inside. Inside. And once you clean that inside, the outside will come. God promises that. And I thank you all for being on the line. I've gotten through a lot of things with you guys, and I thank you. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Rita S. Jim, please share with us.
Jim S. in Toledo. I'm having trouble with the understanding I get from Overeaters Anonymous that I have to abstain from wheat and from flour and sugar. And it goes against my religion for me to do that. And so I'm struggling out here as to what to believe without past tense.
Well, thank you so much. And we do have time for about a minute and a half share if someone would like to take that. Would someone like to take a minute and a half
Margaret
share?
Margaret Dean, Georgia.
Rena,
okay. Okay, go ahead, Margaret. And then Rena, please come back tomorrow. Go ahead, Margaret.
Oh, hey, everybody. So I'm in Georgia. My name's Margaret Dean. And I just want to, Rena, you may even have time to share. At the end of the first 164 pages, right before the stories begin, there's a page that's not numbered, so I can't give you the page number, but it says Part 1, Pioneers of AA. And it talks about Dr. Bob and 9 men and women who tell their stories were among the early members of the AA's first groups. All 10 have now passed away of natural causes, having maintained complete sobriety. And here's the important 2 paragraphs. Today, hundreds of additional AA members can be found who have had no relapse for more than 50 years. That's amazing. And then the last is, all of these then are the pioneers of AA. They bear witness that release from alcoholism can really be permanent. And to me, that page is just the bookend for the first page that says the story of how, you know, men and women have recovered. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Margaret D., and everyone who shared today. We're now going to close with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Penny L.C. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Yes, thank you, Don. This is Penny L.C., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order, but obviously you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.